jumped the gun.
Well, I want to welcome everyone here to the Simpsonville Planning Commission's meeting for April 15th, 2025, here at 6:30 p.m. We've got a nice full house here, so I'm excited that we have a lot of citizenry that is engaged here tonight. We'll have three items to discuss on tonight's agenda, and here's how the process is going to work. Staff will first present an overview of the item, each item, and then the applicant will be allowed to present the item. After that, we'll open the floor to public commentary. Explain the length is 3 minutes. You can speak for up to 3 minutes, give your name and address. We ask that the comments are germane to the current agenda item and that this is an opportunity to make a statement and not necessarily engage in a back and forth type dialogue. We can address each particular comment via staff or the applicant. Staff will then provide their recommendation, and then we will vote to either approve, deny, with discussion. So with our, we'll start by having staff take roll.
Commissioner Duhl?
Here.
Commissioner Hirshhorn?
Present.
Commissioner Gillespie?
Present.
Commissioner Whittle? Commissioner Shannon? Oops, skipped. And Commissioner Wells? And Chairperson Giordano?
Present. All right, I'll ask everyone to rise and recite the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, the first item on our agenda tonight is to approve the minutes from the meeting on April 1st. I gather all commissioners have been able to see the minutes, review those. I will take a motion to approve the minutes.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the minutes for the April 1st, 2025 meeting.
It's a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
Commissioner Whittle with a second. Any discussion? Okay. All in favor of approving the minutes, say aye.
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 Any noes? And we will proceed. All right, our first item on the agenda tonight is an item that we actually tabled from the April 1st meeting. It is AXZ 2025-01. So first we have to get it off the table before we can discuss and go through the process. So would someone like to make a motion to take the AXE 2025-01 off the table?
Motion to take the project off the table.
Commissioner Whittle makes a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
Commissioner Hirshhorn with a second. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Any noes? And that carries. Okay, so now staff, please give us your presentation on AXZ 2025-01, proposed annexation of property located at 1601 West Georgia Road.
All right, commissioners, give me 1 second. I think somebody just disconnected our presentation, which wouldn't have happened if I wasn't here. 1 second. Well, I'll wait for this to upload in the background. I'll go ahead and give the overview. This is 1601 West Georgia Road. This is on the west side of the boundaries of the city of Simpsonville. The current zoning is RS, residential suburban. The applicant is requesting residential, office, and institution. This particular zoning is our designation for our institutions, schools, and our office and light neighborhood designation. And first of all, I wanted to make a point, explain that I apologize for this being coming back for you all for the third time, and to the commission as well for reconvening tonight for this meeting. The notices did go out, that's required by our zoning ordinance, so I apologize for that, and I thank everybody for coming back for the third time. Again, zoning is RS, they're looking for ROI. They are looking to establish a church at this location. It's approximately 4.1 acres. It is not connected to the city. They are doing a 20-foot contiguous strip annexation through the property that is adjoining this subdivision, or sorry, this parcel on West Georgia Road. We did receive some comments. Y'all did have those presented to y'all that were emailed to staff concerning traffic and the impact of this development. So that's just a quick overview, and I'm going to try to work on this in the background, so I apologize.
Any commissioners have any ex parte communication to disclose or any conflicts of interest? Okay. Do we have an applicant here to give make a presentation? Please state your name and address.
My personal address?
Yes.
Okay. My name is Zach Brewster, and I live at 114 Gianali Way in Greenville, South Carolina.
Okay. Do you have anything that you want to present to us tonight, or just questions?
Yeah, well, I was just going to take any questions. Yeah, this is a church. We are currently located in Greenville. About 50% of our congregants live in the Simpsonville area. That's why this property interests us. In terms of the traffic mentions, we probably will be using the facility for about 8 hours a week, not all on the same day. Most of our activity is on Sunday morning, where the largest part of our congregation will be there for about 90 minutes. The rest of it will be nighttime rehearsals, things of that sort. There is no school plan, no daycare plan, anything like that. And in the event that there is any traffic, we're happy to engage local law enforcement to do traffic direction and things of that sort to make sure that the proper flow goes well on West Georgia Road.
Okay. Do we have any, we can open up the floor now for public comments. Remember, yeah, please step up to the podium and state your name and address. And a reminder, it's, you have up to 3 minutes and we'll keep it germane.
David Arnold, 525 Rio Grande Place, Simpsonville, which is in the River Shoals subdivision. I'm here representing our homeowners association. I'm an at-large member, and you've received a letter from Tammy Mills regarding concern about traffic. It's very deceiving how much residential development is in this section of Georgia Road, because of course they go deep. But all of our, oh, I love that clock. We have opposed, as recently we, the neighborhoods on this section of West Georgia Road, further development as recently as October 2023. And what happens is this section of road gets very, very congested in terms of mornings, school time pickups, and commuting times, to the point that traffic will back up from Brazier Middle College the whole way to our main entrance. Our main entrance and our secondary entrance both are the closest to where the Barker Road intersection is on West Georgia. The numbers you have in the letter, but I'll just summarize them if I can. There's 1,887 residences that empty exit directly on that section of West Georgia. Barker Road has 210 residents residences that exit on Barker Road close to the intersection, Northmore, which is the secondary exit to our subdivision, has 146 in addition to the 442 residences in our subdivision. Rocky Creek has almost 2,000 other homes as part of that, that's along that section. And West Georgia is like a gateway to 385 for anybody who lives in the area. They either go Standing Springs to get on 385 North, or they continue on West Georgia to get on 385. Questions?
We appreciate your comments. Thank you.
Excuse me, I didn't sign up. Can I just come and say something?
Yes. Just state your name and address.
Okay, my name's Pat Reynolds. I live 102 Castle Hall Court. I'm in Morning Mist subdivision. My concern is more with the rezoning. If you look on the GIS GIS map, you will see the part of the part of the of Simpsonville that you were linking this to was linked to another part of Simpsonville City by two very sneaky shoestrings, and you're using a very sneaky, well, you're using a little shoestring to connect this property. So this is taking taking Simpsonville City a little further away from the main area that you have. I just don't feel that at this time you should be sneakily moving out when you're using a shoestring to something that itself is attached to a shoestring, because the part of that you're attaching to is separate, other than that little shoestring, from everywhere else in Simpsonville. And it gets very confusing knowing where city boundaries are. And I guess for fire and everything like that, it's going to be difficult to monitor everything. And the other thing, I have the problem with traffic as well. And if you are going to be doing anything about, if you do approve it, and looking at the, whatever the development is, if you are going to take any responsibility for making, for ensuring the developer or somebody does something about that intersection between Barker Road and West Georgia Road, because at the moment it's very dangerous, any those of us coming from, say, Publix, west or West Georgia Road, turning left onto Barker Road, there is no center turning lane. And I've been nearly rear-ended several times when I've slowed down to turn into Barker. And then again, turning right from Barker onto West Georgia, there's a huge dip in the corner, a big ditch right in front of the house that's there. This is an area that South Carolina DOT was originally going to develop and expand, widen, where they had their huge development ideas for West Georgia Road, which has been completely dropped because of other than two little parts, because of financial concerns. So that is not going to happen. That section of West Georgia Road, right by the property that you're discussing, is narrow and it's hard to get into and out of. And I think if you could look at that as well, I do object to the actual annexation, just because of the fact that it is not contiguous to the rest of Simpsonville. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Please step up to the podium. Thank you. And please state your name and address.
Valerie Arnold, 17 Rosemoss Court, Simpsonville, South Carolina. I live in the subdivision Morning Mist. This proposed church will be directly in my backyard. I have a flooding problem from this property. It runs off, and when Helene happened, I woke up to flooding. This property is not graded properly, and water comes underneath my privacy fence and just stays in my backyard. If you're going to develop this, you need to address this and correct the problem. I don't want to be a retaining pond for this church. I have no problem with the church coming, but I want to make sure that they address the issues of the grading of this property. This property has been vacant for over 20 years. There are people who come to the property, smoke meth, smoke marijuana in the backyard. There are many, many critters in the backyard, deer, hawks, owls, all of those things live in this property. So just thinking about this church coming, it's not going to just impact just people. It's impacting animals as well. And it's also impacting me. I don't care about the noise. I can deal with 90 minutes worth of noise. I'm in church on Sunday anyway. But I do want to ensure that my property is not going to be damaged when they take all these trees down. And what is that going to do to my property? And there's various trees down already. So please deal with the flooding zone area, because I am directly in the backyard of this church. Thank you.
Anyone else? Okay, that closes the public commenting section. Are there any closing statements from the applicant?
I have some questions for the applicant.
Okay. Okay, now we'll take questions from the commission for the applicant. Commissioner Whittle?
Yeah, if you could step forward, please. I'll tell you, I've spent a lot of years in the development field. This is my first church.
Okay.
You're looking at the acquisition of the property. Have you chosen a developer or a contractor that would undertake the development of the site?
So we've already developed architectural plans, and we're working with engineers now. So we're taking bids now on what the property would look like. But we've not obtained the property yet to have a full choice yet on who would actually develop the property.
Right. Okay. I'm going to guess that your heaviest level of traffic will be on Sundays?
Yes, sir, from about 9:30 to 11 a.m.
Could you give me an estimate of the number of cars that would be coming to your facility on a Sunday?
Yes, so we have a congregation now of about 250 in-person people. The normal formula is about two people per car, mm-hmm. So no more than 125 cars. There are actually a lot of teens that come to our church, too, so that probably lowers that number to about 100 cars on a Sunday morning.
Okay. I take it you have not developed an ingress and egress for the site. Again, the West Georgia, I know, gets a lot of heavy traffic, and Barker's a little bit easier, but it's also very narrow. Other than the Sundays, how many other days do you anticipate traffic being at that location?
So I want to be very respectful when you say the word traffic, none, because that's a relative term. So the 100-car traffic that you're talking about on Sundays, mm-hmm. you may be talking about 5 to 10 cars on other days. So no real traffic, no real, rehearsals, other small events. Mm-hmm. We are an event-based organization just like anyone else. So Easter's coming. So if it was Easter Saturday, probably a lot of cars, probably jump castles and everything. But outside of that, nothing major on any other days on a normal mm-hmm. basis.
Mm-hmm. The only other question I had is, do you folks have the, and excuse the term, but financial capability to undertake and complete the project as you envision it?
Yes, sir. We'll complete the project within 12 months.
Great. Okay, thank you.
Yes, sir.
Other commissioners? Commissioner Gillespie?
Yes, sir. Thank you for being here and answering these questions. We are discussing annexation and that sort of thing, but I am curious just to hear a little bit about what your intentions are as far as the facility, what type of facility. We have design standards, all that you would have to meet at that point, but what size facility do you anticipate, and do you anticipate maybe having to add on to that as you grow, that type of thing?
If we would add on, it would be up. So we're right now, the architectural plans are looking about 20,000 square feet full facility, all one level. In the beginning, we'll have an opportunity to go up from a balcony space standpoint if we need to be. You know, I don't want to get out of my lane here, but I certainly respect the comments about the water and things of that sort. I do know I've seen architectural plans with a retention pond on it to deal with some of that issue, so I have seen those plans. That's about as much as I can talk about it because I have no clue what I'm talking about, but I've seen it. So when I heard that about the flooding, we do have a retention pond planned into the architectural design, so about 20,000 square feet.
Sure, and those concerns, like I say, are dealt with when you get to the design and all that, which is a little bit down the road. I was just curious kind of what kind of facility to expect, you know, a few years down the road as you grow. So that answers my question. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Chairman, can I ask Mr. Herschel, did you have anything else to present?
Just a staff recommendation.
Okay. So can I ask you a question?
Sure.
So as part of the, if we were to approve this tonight, as part of the design, as you were saying, would the stormwater runoff and flooding concerns be addressed, grading, et cetera, in that process?
No, this is just to annex the property into the city. They will have to present to the city design plans of how they want to lay out the site. And they will also have to send those same plans to Greenville County Land Development Division for stormwater, because that's who does our stormwater design and review.
So it will be addressed. It's just not part of this decision.
That's correct.
Thank you.
Yes, Mr. Derby. So anytime they pull a permit to build anything on that property, will that permit go through LDD and stormwater will have to approve? Will LDD have to approve any permits pulled if they disturb any ground on that property?
That's correct.
Okay. And then, Mr. Derby, also, as far as annexation, is that a norm? I think I've seen it before in the past, you know, where the city, in order to grow the tax base, grow our infrastructure, grow our services, we annex normally. Sometimes we have to do 20-foot swaths in order to be able to grow as a city.
We have done that not very often. A lot of times we try to contact the owner to see if they would like to annex their entire property. Given their situation, they tend not to do that. So this gives them the opportunity to not be held bound only in the county. They get the ability to still connect, but at 20-foot. This is the first one I've done since I've been here, but it has happened. The property, the Morning Mist, the prime example, Miller Road, goes 20-foot up Miller Road to the right on Barker and connects to West Georgia Road. So that was the last one, and that was in 2017. So,
sir, if I may ask you a question, you said you've seen some of the initial design plans for the layout of the property. Where is the main entrance going to be? Is it going to be on West Georgia or Barker Road?
Oh, that's a good question. I think it's going to be an entry on Barker and an exit on West Georgia. So okay. You would kind of turn and come into Barker and then go out on West Georgia or the initial plans. Of course, I'm not swearing an oath to that before the final plans are submitted and things of that sort, but that's what it's looking like right now.
Okay. Thank you.
I have one more question. Regarding the animals on the property, Mr. Derby, is there a process through the county when building permits are pulled where the animals, any of the issues with the birds would be addressed as part of the permitting process?
If there's any notable animals out there that are protected, or that would have to be presented during the submittal process. Just claim that there's animals out there, we would need some factual data to show that. But we do take those concerns into account.
One last question. Is the West Georgia Road, is that a city road or is that a state road?
West Georgia Road is a state. Barker Road, I believe, is a county road.
So in order for the church to pull their permits for encroachment either on Barker Road or West Georgia Road, would the state require a traffic study for those encroachments?
They could, depending on the use. A lot of times when they apply for a permit, they will ask what's the use going at that site, and they'll kind of gauge the response off of that. If this is going to be a single family home, one entrance, no. You're going to put a Chick-fil-A here, absolutely.
But that's SCDOT's call on that, and Barker Road as well for Greenville County.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Any other questions? Okay. Time now for the staff's recommendation.
I was going to address some of those other ones that kind of hit on those. The drainage issue, we do understand that. That's an issue prevalent to this area. But again, that is handled through Greenville County, not through the city of Simpsonville. That's a second review, so that will be addressed. ROI, I feel, is like the lowest intensity use out there. Again, what they're asking is to be annexed into the city just for the designation. If the applicant does not want to pursue the church, they could sell this property and it can be a single family development there of probably four homes. So the intensity there is so low that the traffic response we feel from staff would be minimal compared to a commercial use. So the city does have this on their future land use map as residential, which so this is covered both size, residential and office. So at this time, staff does recommend an approval of the ordinance AXC 2025-01. This will have to go to council for their review at the Committee of the Whole next Tuesday.
Quick question, Mr. Derby, how many homes did you say if they wanted to switch it?
Density wise, I think it's around four.
Four
rooms.
Okay. All right, does anybody have any other questions? Okay, I will entertain a motion now.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the Planning Commission recommends approval of the requested annexation set forth in Ordinance AXY 2025-01.
Okay, we have a motion by Commissioner Duhl. Do we have a second?
I second that motion, Mr. Chairman.
Commissioner Whittle with a second. Any further commentary?
I need a correction. It's AXZ 2025-01.
Noted correction. Okay, any further discussion?
Mr. Chairman.
Commissioner Gillespie.
So, just like to address one thing that was mentioned regarding shoestring zoning. I encounter spot zoning in some counties in South Carolina, Beaufort County being one of them. I think that's a nightmare. It scares me. We never see that here. However, I think shoestring zoning is a good tool, and we have hearings like this so that everyone is aware of, you know, that taking place. I also think that adding churches in our community is something that is always a good endeavor. So that having been said, I have concerns shared by some of the speakers here for that section of road, for that area right there. It's not usually a concern that I get too worked up about. Those two curves that are set up on each end of that property can create havoc as it is now. So that I'm just voicing that concern to everyone here. That's all. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, if you may. Yeah, Commissioner Hershon.
Yeah, I would just also second some concern about the potential traffic. And I think that by approving this, we mitigate you know, if it was a commercial development like a Chick-fil-A, for example, you can imagine the traffic that would have. But by rezoning it in this manner, we're limiting it to an organization that only meets heavily one day a week, or, you know, if a residential community goes in there, it's only four homes. So I think by doing this, we can mitigate the traffic as best as possible. Of course, we don't have any control over the roads themselves. That will happen once an application goes to the state and the county.
All right. All in favor of the proposed annexation of property located at 1601 West Georgia Road, AXZ 2025-01, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any nays?
Nay.
So that's four ayes and one nay, and the motion carries. All right, next up is AXZ 2025-02, proposed annexation of properties 429 and 537 Harrison Bridge Road. Just as with the previous item, we tabled this on April 1st, so we have to get it off the table first. So I will entertain a motion now to take this off the table.
Mr. Chairman, I'll make the motion to bring that off the table.
Commissioner Gillespie makes the motion.
I'll second that motion, Mr. Chairman.
Commissioner Whittle with a second. Any discussion? All right, all in favor of taking AXZ 2025-02 off the table, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any nays? And that carries. And so we will now discuss AXZ 2025-02, proposed annexation of properties at 429 and 537 Harrison Bridge Road. Staff, will you please give us an overview?
Yes, sir. Again, I apologize for the technical issues. Hope they're ironed out on this one. This is the second annexation. This is Harrison Bridge Road on your screen. This is the parcel. It's actually two parcels, 429 and 537. The current zoning is PD. What we have that's close to that in the county, in the city, is ID, which stands for Innovative Development. They're looking to annex these two parcels, which is approximately 71 acres, as a mixed-use development. The applicant is here tonight to give a little more detail about it, but this is what they are proposing. This is commercial along the front. There's two out parcels along Harrison Bridge Road with a main large boulevard entrance leading back behind the commercial. This will be 210 single-family units, composed of, I believe, five different types of attached and detached units. Ample green space. They are providing amenities, walking trails. They do have two issues with easements running through their property that does cause a little bit of a design where they have it laid out. So I will leave that up to the applicant to go a little bit more into the details, but that is the overview of this development.
Do any commissioners have any ex parte communication or conflict of interest to disclose at this time? Okay. Do we have an applicant now to make a presentation? Please state your name and address.
Okay. Randy Harling. I'm the owner of the property at 429 Harrison Bridge Road. So thank you for the opportunity. I just want to give a little context to this, and then the experts will, I think, make their presentation afterwards. Family's been here in Simpsonville for three generations now. My parents met and graduated from the high school next door when it was a high school. And my dad then became a merchant, owned a little business on Main Street here. I had the awesome privilege of being the pastor at the First Baptist here for 17 years, up until 9 years ago. So we love this city, always have, and desire the best for it. And so in 2007, my father contacted an architect and had a site plan drawn up for a community on that property back there. And it surprised us a little bit. He went through the procedure and the zoning and everything, and then decided to not develop it at that time. My mom was just starting some health issues, and he knew that would be disruptive for her. I understand now the reason he did that, although he loved that property, grew up there, it's a beautiful piece of property, was the landowners around that property who had a significantly more amount of property were already starting to develop it, or already starting contracts to develop it. So he realized the rural area is going to become urban. And so he was a realist. And being a realist, he made those plans and then took them off the board. So that was 2007, and we are just now proposing to develop this. The interesting thing is it's almost exactly the plan that was blueprinted in 2007. And one reason was it's such a beautiful piece of property with all the green space and the pond and the natural spring and all of that. My father's vision was he wanted it to be something the whole community would be proud of. And it would be a unique piece of property with more upscale homes and a much smaller ratio per acre of units. And someone will speak after me. I think Paul will speak after me on that. And I think that's good news for all of us because none of us like traffic problems. But I'll let them expound on that a little bit more. The other thing my father realize he hated traffic too, but he was able to get out and navigate even until he was 89 years old on that street. And the advantage of the development down that corridor was he was able to live there until the end did come, because all of a sudden the post office is there, the grocery store is there, the restaurants are there, his drugstore he could have almost walked to if there'd have been a sidewalk there. So the urbanization sure allowed the aging population to continue to live where they were, where he could not have done that, I think, if it had not developed out there. So thank you for letting me put a little context to all of this. I just want to say we love this city, always have. We've served here, and maybe there'll be some good news, actually, technically, with the traffic. Thank you.
Thank you, Randy. My name is Paul Harrison. I'm with Blue Water Civil Design. We're a local civil site work engineer in the upstate. Our address is 718 Lowndes Hill Road, and that is Greenville 29607. So Randy did a good job of explaining everything. I put together a little slideshow that I'd like to walk through and just kind of talk about some of the history of the project, our proposal, and the plans that we have. This is the, so just up and back. Okay, there we go. So just to put, I know John showed, put up the slide earlier, just to get everybody in context of where we are. This is a two parcels that front Harrison Bridge Road. We're directly across from the intersection to Marydale Village. I think that's the cottages at Harrison Bridge to the west, and then you can see the Hobby Lobby and the Publix and the Target and the basically the commercial intersection there at Harrison Bridge Road and Fairview Road. You can also, it's kind of hard to see on this map, but you can pretty much see the city boundaries. You've got the city boundary directly to the west, city boundary directly to the north, and then you've got the city boundary to the east with the Hobby Lobby that was, I guess, one of the most recent outside of Marydale Village properties to be annexed into to the city. So to talk a little bit about the plan that Randy touched on, in 2008, the plan was finalized and approved in Greenville County as a PD. And that plan was a PD because it had a commercial component to the development, roughly 18,500 square foot of commercial and 239 residential lots slash units. 122 of those were townhome units, and then the other 117 were detached single family units. The commercial was allocated up front along Harrison Bridge Road, and then with the residential behind it. So our plan is almost identical to that plan, but in our eyes, much better. We decreased the density of that plan slightly. We provided more open space. We cut back on the number of townhome units, and we have more detached units than townhome units. We have substantially more open space, and then I'll get to a slide later on in the presentation where there's a direct correlation and a chart between what was originally approved and what our proposal is, and we'll kind of go through that as well. This proposed plan has an opportunity for five different housing products within the community. So there's three different products for the detached product, so and that's distinguished by the size of lots. And then there's two types of townhome products within the community. I'll get to a blow up next and see if I can, well, let me go back, see if I can, does this thing have a laser pointer on it, John? Doesn't.
I think if you hold down that big round circle, it turns into
That's highlighter of some sort.
Okay, well, I'll detail that out later. So this is the chart where I was talking about the what's originally approved in the original PD through Greenville County versus the proposal that you have before you tonight. The original approval was for 239 lots. We're proposing 210 lots. That original density was right around 3.37 units per acre. Our proposal is for 3.15 units per acre. We have increased the number of detached lots ever so slightly by two lots, but in return, we've decreased the number of attached product that you have within the community. Open space, they had right at, or what's currently approved is right out 13 acres. We have roughly 20 and a half acres of open space proposed. That we are proposing a little more square footage on the commercial, but we're also expanding upon that area a good bit from 1.92 acres to 3.41 acres. And then we've, in the statement of intent that is probably provided in your package, we are really defining that commercial use. It's not just open to any commercial use out there. There's specific, more office, small retail, neighborhood, commercial type uses within that area, and that's detailed out in the statement of intent. Amenity area is roughly the same, although we've taken the amenity area from the original approved plan, which is up by Harrison Bridge Road, and we've moved that amenity area to the back where the large existing pond exists on the project, and it pretty much overlooks that existing pond. Full access points, the original plan had two access points coming out on Harrison Bridge Road. Our new plan aligns with the Marydale Village access on Harrison Bridge Road, which will be a signalized intersection. We have provided, in return, we've provided two emergency access in and out of the property as well, with four potential future interconnectivity points if additional property surrounding undeveloped property is developed at some point in time. That would be a means of connection through our development or from our development through another development out to a different roadway connection. The exterior buffer pretty much stayed the same. The original plan really had no demarcation between the commercial area and the residential area, and we've incorporated that with our new plan. So this is a little bit bigger blow up of our new plan. It's kind of hard to tell, but in the upper right hand corner, you can tell the five different products that we have within the community. This is all a for sale product. This is not a for rent product. This is all for sale. Our thought process is there's such a high demand for housing in this area, in Greenville in general. It's hard to find a home. We can cater to multiple clientele at different stages in life. And maybe you got a first-time home buyer, maybe you got a move-up buyer, maybe you got a move-down buyer. But with the five different price points, we feel like we can hit a really good market in this community. I think what's very creative about this community is a lot of our lots are alley-loaded product. So driveways and stuff are fed via the rear of the lot, where you have a nice clean streetscape as you go down the street. Driveways are tucked off in the back via a rear alley loaded type of concept. Tried to put in as many little pocket parks as we could, walking trails, amenities. I know stormwater management is a huge issue.
We are well aware of the city of Simpsonville's stormwater requirements. You guys have some of the strictest stormwater requirements in this area. We're well aware of that. All of our site drains from away from Harrison Bridge Road to the south, along where you see the existing pond to the south. You can see the amenity area designated overlooking the pond. All the townhomes are designated in orange on the plat shown before you. The lighter yellow shaded lots are all of the detached lots, and then the commercial buildings up front. I won't go into this as much. I mean, I'll hit some of the high notes. This lists out the five different products. So you have a 45-foot, a 55-foot, and a 65-foot detached product. And then your two attached products are a 20-foot wide townhome product and a 30-foot wide townhome product. I talked about the commercial area. It's really just three buildings, but those are potentially two-story buildings. And we look, you know, our focus is more neighborhood commercial, more medical offices, professional offices, stuff of that nature. It's detailed out more in your statement of intent. A lot has changed since the original approval through Greenville County. Marydale, in between the time that the original application was approved in Greenville, the Marydale Village neighborhood came along, and they have a boulevard road basically directly across from our property. So we would line up with that boulevard road. That would be a signalized intersection, and there's also improvements that we would have to do as a part of this development. Those improvements would be left turn lane off of Harrison Bridge Road into our community, a right turn lane off of Fairview Road onto Harrison Bridge Road as you're coming south, and then there's some other things that I think I got a slide that can kind of highlight some of that stuff. You know, we would have internal sidewalks within our community on one side of the road, sidewalks along Harrison Bridge Road. We want to promote, since you do have the commercial services, and Randy talked about this, I mean, pretty much you've got everything you would ever need from Fairview Road, from Harrison Bridge Road to 385. There's a lot of sidewalk in place right now. We would love nothing more than to help out with that connectivity, you know, promote walkability to Publix, to Target, to the restaurants that are located almost a stone's throw away from this property. Some of the amenities, so we would have, you know, obviously we'd have a pool and a cabana, walking trails, pickleball courts are very big right now. It seems like every development we work on, we do pickleball courts, tot lots, and then really just preserving a lot of the open space and character of the land that's already there, and have walking trails throughout so the entire community can enjoy. This slide kind of talks about the infrastructure and some of the improvements that I touched on. So what you see, the little diagram you see on the right, the signalized intersection on the left would be the new signalized intersection with our site access coming into a fourth leg, if you want to call it, of that intersection. We would have two lanes coming in and two lanes going out, dedicated left out, straight or right out onto Harrison Bridge Road, and then you can see the red arrow to the left. It's basically the fact that we have to do the left turn lane off of Harrison Bridge Road into our site. And then the signal to the right is basically illustrating the existing traffic patterns for Fairview Road and Harrison Bridge Road, with the red right turn being the dedicated right turn onto Harrison Bridge Road that we would be responsible for. Public water's available, public sewers available via Metro Connects. And we've already had several meetings with the fire department. We've already had meetings with DOT, the cable, power, natural gas, all of that stuff. We have all of our will serve letters from all of those agencies. This just kind of gives you a visualization of the potential building elevations within the community. So this is the attached townhomes. The upper slide shows the front-loaded townhomes. The lower slide shows the alley-loaded townhomes, where they're fed from the rear of the property. Kind of same situation here. The upper detached lots are fed via alley, and the lower elevations are fed or front-loaded right off of the road. This is the 50-foot wide product, which is all front-loaded. This was some renderings of the potential commercial areas up front, just kind of outlining some of the looks, the architectural style, the look, the uses that we're hoping, and the way we've written the ordinance and statement of intent, that these are the type uses that we would like to have within the community. Obviously, the current property is not within the City of Simpsonville future land use area, but it is directly beside what is designated as, I may have to read this from my slide, the medium density. Medium intensity neighborhood, which is basically the cottages at Harrison Bridge Road to the left. So I think we would closely match what's to the west of this site and this development. Medium intensity, I gave you a definition over there, is basically primary uses: detached single family, attached single family, open space, and recreation. I mean, I think we fit right into that classification, although I think our density is probably less than the cottages at Harrison Bridge, and I would argue that our density is less, far less than the Merrydale Village that is directly across the street from us. This is the City of Simpsonville's extraterritorial land use map. It does incorporate this property as an activity area along the front, along Harrison Bridge Road, and then neighborhood in the back. So we feel like we fit into this, if you want to call it future land use, of what the city intends for this property to look like in the future. I'm going to turn it over to Chad real quick, and Chad is with DRB, and I'll let him kind of talk about say a little bit about the company and anything else that you want to touch on. Sure.
Good evening, Chad Carson at 247 Mercer in Simpsonville. Oh, I'm sorry, 247 Mercer in Simpsonville. I know that, and so I'm with DRB Homes, Dan Ryan Builders. I know that was a lot of information to digest. We asked Paul to kind of be as open and give you as much information as possible, just to try to show how much energy and effort has gone into the plan that you see in front of you tonight. So while there are some minor changes to the approved plan, we do feel like they're impactful changes. It's something that we feel brings potential better development to the city of Simpsonville, to the area itself, after a lot of talks with concerned citizens that want to see it, that have some concerns. We've taken a lot of time to try to address those as much as possible, whether it's us getting a traffic study to put 2 points of emergency access. We've got future interconnectivity, sidewalks. So we genuinely have tried to address everything that we've heard. Because realistically, we're not some out-of-town developer. We live here. I was born and raised here. We know what's going on in Simpsonville. We care about Simpsonville, and we take a lot of pride in the products that we put. Even so, we've got we had a concern about turkey vulture. So we're currently working through what that remedy would look like. So we had some time to do some quick research. It's a migrating bird. So in all fairness, it'll probably rehome itself. But in the event it doesn't, we're willing to go through those steps. So I just touch on that to let you know that as a builder, we genuinely try to address all the concerns and take a lot of pride in the products that we put out there.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
I appreciate it. All right. I will open the floor now to public comments. Come to the podium, state your name, address, and reminder of the 3 minutes.
Thank you. I'm not sure your microphone is going to help me much. My name is Dave Kaiser. I'm at 316 Mayfly Way. I live in the Association of Cottages of Harrison Bridge East. And my property does directly behind it would be the new commercial area. A few things I wanted to talk about with the proposal is when they talk about their community development, they have added 6,500 square feet of community development from the original plan, and they almost doubled the acreage. From our standpoint, they've also put a vegetated buffer, which I consider more for protecting water than protecting sight lines. We saw in one of their pictures a multi-story building. Anything that raises that high or has lights is going to impact property values along our entire stretch that borders this property and the commercial area. I also disagree that we need more commercial in that area. As the first speaker said, there's plenty of places already in place on Fairview and areas to go to. We don't need more commercial in that area. We have a lot of substantial issues. And I have 3 minutes, and the thing I really want to talk about, which it means a lot to me, is traffic. Today on my way home, Harrison Bridge to the west side of Fairview was closed yet again. Why? Major accident. I can't tell you how many times when I drive through that area, all I see are fire department, police, and major accidents. If you look at what's happening with this, if you put in more commercial, it's more traffic. You put in that stoplight, it's going to back cars up to our development. We know at the public's target intersection today, you're risking your life every time you make a turn out of there. This is going to back that up further and add yet more traffic. It was disappointing as I read through all this material from this development that traffic really wasn't talked about that much. I would even personally like to see the traffic study that everybody's talking about, because Simpsonville needs to address this area. It's terrible. And if you today even go westbound on Harrison Bridge at night, it backs up all the way to our development, and now we're adding even more traffic to that. If you go the other direction, Harrison Bridge, 2 lanes, that's it. It backs up. I don't know how long Simpsonville can keep kicking the can on this significant traffic issue, and I think what they're doing is not enough, and I think there needs to be something much more comprehensive to address that. And again, I really don't believe we need any more commercial in that area with the traffic and, frankly, the impact for our properties. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bonnie Tunnel, 304 Mayfly Way.
Say your first name one more time.
I'm sorry?
Can you please say your name one more time?
Bonnie Tunnel.
All right, thank you.
Thank you for your words. I echo you. The traffic is a huge issue. We've got a nursing home across from our the cottages. Emergency vehicles are there nearly daily. We've got a child care center outside of our neighborhood. It is dangerous getting out of our neighborhood alone. just this past weekend, I was run off the road after pulling onto Harrison Bridge Road. So it's not being addressed, and I echo him, it needs to be addressed before any more comes in. Okay?
Thank you.
Good evening. My name is Lee Polichuk. I live at 10 Marquette Road, which is in the Verdmont subdivision, which is a mile down the street from this proposed subdivision. I'm not opposed to development. You know, the opposite is worse, but we've got a couple of issues. The cottages at Harrison Bridge, I don't know how many homes they have, less than 100. They have two ways to get in and out of their subdivision. Verdmont has significantly less homes than this proposal, and we have three ways out of our subdivision. From what I can see here, there's only one way out onto Harrison Bridge, which in itself is an issue. About a year ago, they started to develop some property at Hips Road and Harrison Bridge, which is away from Fairview. It's headed more towards Verdmont. Well, it is headed towards Verdmont. And now I've lost my train of thought, and I'm watching my time here. But the development at Hips and Harrison Bridge desperately needed turn lanes approved prior to that commercial development going in. And they were not approved on two-lane roads on Harrison Bridge and Hips. The government officials wanted and said, we're going to fix this problem for you if you approve the 1 cent sales tax. In other words, they allowed the developers to develop without turn lanes on two roads and said, but we're going to fix it for you if you approve this 1 cent tax. There's the problem with the thinking. But let me go back in my time. This project, in some way, will go through, but you need more ingress and egress with that many units going in. Like I said, Verdmont has three, and they're all single-family homes. The cottages have two. They're all single-family homes. And everybody else has addressed some other things regarding traffic lights. But you're doing things backwards. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Carl Rothar. I live at 314 Mayfly Way. I live right behind where the development is going to be. The houses are going to start, and the commercial is ending. We talked about the traffic, and my concern is we've allowed Merrydale Village to be built, and there's a new project that's being developed on that side of Harrison Bridge currently. I forget how many units are going to be in there, but it's a large number of units are going to be in there. And I understand that there's going to be a traffic light at Merrydale and where this Harlan Commons is going to be. But now you have a number of units on either side of Harrison Bridge dumping into Harrison Bridge right where this traffic light is going to be, which is, again, kind of echoing what the last gentleman said. There hasn't been a lot of foresight as far as how are we going to develop Simpsonville, how are we going to develop the county of Greenville, how are we going to develop the state of South Carolina with all this growth that we're getting. And that's the problem I see, is we need to kind of put a halt on some of this and let's think about where we're going to go and how we're going to get there instead of just approving everything and then hopefully everything is going to work out in the end. And that's not the way a planning, in my opinion, it's not the way the planning commission or anybody else should be thinking about these projects. I understand that this was probably approved 17 years ago. Well, a lot's happened in Simpsonville in the last 17 years. And there's a lot more residential and commercial development in that area, the intersection of Harrison Bridge and Fairview Road. It's a nightmare pretty much night and day. And from a, again, from some of the things that have been talked about, there's a lot of accidents in that area. I don't know if anybody's ever done a study and looked at how many accidents are in that area, but it's something that probably should be done. But again, the traffic is already a mess, and this project is only going to make it even more of a mess. Thank you.
My name is Rod Folk. I live at 18 Cloverfield Drive in the cottages at Harrison Bridge. I'm on the side of it that only has one entrance and one exit. The other side does have two entrances and exits on it. The reason the project is coming to Simpsonville and not staying in Greenville County isn't because they really like Simpsonville. It's because when they presented it to the Greenville County Planning Group or the Greenville County Commissioners Council, their staff recommended denying it. They wanted to deny it because it only has one entrance for 210 homes. Their policy is that it should have had two entrances, two exits at 200, at about 200. They narrowly need three entrances and exits. Simpsonville should be at least as diligent when it comes to the number of entrances and exits on a place like this. Don't be misled into thinking that the emergency exits are a substitute for an additional exits. They're not. They're hidden emergency exits. The people who live there aren't going to know where they are. There's nothing to stop a developer or a landscaper from putting a fence on it, from putting shrubbery on it. In 5 years, the city won't be able to control any of that. They won't monitor any of that. It'll just get done. It won't need any approval for it. And besides, a normal sedan cannot go over the curbs. A fire truck can, and that's the purpose of it. They're built so that heavy vehicles can. Don't think that the stub outs will ever connect to a new street either. The future site plans could easily replace them with house lots. That's what happened at the cottages. There was a stub out at one point to provide for two exits for my little area. The people got it approved to replace the stub out with two houses. And that could happen with this one. The developer, the only way you can be assured that the stub outs are going to be used is if this developer acquires the land next to it and develops the road or the street that uses those stub outs. In 5 years, 10 years, if they can't have it now, they'll never get it. It was 17 years to get this one developed. There's no guarantee that that those stub outs will ever be used if they don't own the property right now. Until this development can have two entrances, and they could do that if they bought the land to the east of it and put a road into Fairview, that would be an ideal solution to have an extra exit on this. Until they have that, I recommend that you deny it. There are protected species on it. I'm glad that they're looking at that. And the traffic impact study does say that certain things need to be approved. Well, they did that for the cottages green, and they're supposed to improve that in phase one of that. They're now in phase one. You should not enter any building permits or any certificates of occupancy for phase one until those improvements have been made, specifically the lane changes and the signal light. Can do the same thing with this one. If they're going to do it, they need to do it before anybody starts living there. Thank you.
Thank you.
My name is Phyllis Buchanan. I live at 108 Mayfly. And I won't bore you with all of our background details, but we have downsized from a country home in the in the country with 14 acres to a half acre lot in Weatherstone, very nice community, and then downsized again because of our health reasons and getting older. So in our thinking, this was going to be our last move until we had to be moved into a nursing home or assisted living. So you can understand our concern, whereas we bought our lot specifically because next to it was this beautiful pasture with cows grazing and lots of birds and trees. And now we're told that there's going to be not just housing. We could live with housing, with nice size lots for families to enjoy. But for multifamily stacked on top of each other, as you said, looking down on top of us from the back of our yard, and it is very disheartening. I just want to say to y'all, I looked up today the statement of what the Planning Commission is, and I would like to reiterate that to you tonight and hold you accountable. The Planning and Economic Development Department is committed to enhancing the Simpsonville community by fostering quality development and promoting sustainable economic growth. Through careful planning, zoning, and subdivision management, the department ensures that proposed land uses and projects align with the city's comprehensive plan. This plan serves as a blueprint for Simpsonville's future, our future, guiding the city toward thoughtful, well-balanced growth that benefits both business and residents. And I'll tell you, we do not need any more businesses. It's already been said. We've got two schools right outside our door, one that has not been open yet. All the traffic from that and a pediatric office that is soon to be moved there. We do not need any more commercial property in our backyard. You would not want that for your family. You would not want that for your family. And I'm just saying, be fair and think about those of us that are impacted by this. Thank you.
Yeah, Charles Tripp, I'm at 306 Mayfly Way in the cottages. I think it's been well stated tonight, traffic is a concern, but I like to kind of bring attention to the elephant in the room. That's your Target shopping center. I don't know who designed it, but I challenge any one of you on this board tonight, any given day, go there between 8 o'clock or 5 o'clock at night. There's no way to get out of that shopping center and back on to Fairview Road without making a left-hand turn at your mercy. You have to gun it and hope like hell nobody's coming. And if you count how many wrecks have happened in that vicinity just in the last 6 months, I think you'll be astonished. And it's not just the Target shopping center. It's the Food Lion shopping center. Look at the people trying to take lefts out of there. The traffic is out of control. You've just approved a new development that just broke ground. It's going to add 500 more homes to dump out on the Harrison Bridge Road. You got a pediatric facility under construction. You got a school under construction. How many more vehicles do we have to put on the road before we wake up and realize we got a problem? There's too many frickin' vehicles on the road, and you're wanting to put more. Who's going to have to get killed before we're going to get it resolved? Have we looked at how many wrecks have occurred on Harrison Bridge and Fairview Road in the last 6 months? Have we checked how many cars go up and down those roads on any given day? I'd be curious to know how much growth in vehicles have occurred in the last 3 years. I bet you'd be astonished to see the increase in vehicles that we see on that road on any given day. I'm not opposed to the subdivision. I'm opposed to the traffic problems. Somebody's going to die. That's a given, because there's too much traffic for that little bitty highway, if you want to call it that. It's a country road, and it's got highway traffic. And I just hope you guys will take the time to go out and visit the area and see what we're talking about. We're not just talking to be talking. It's a real issue, and it needs to be addressed. Thank you.
Hey, my name is Angie Fisher. I live at 207 Easton Court in Simpsonville. And I want to reiterate the traffic concerns with the new development and commercial properties that are being developed now. We don't even know what impact that's going to have yet before we add more. So it seems kind of insane to me at this point to be putting the cart before the horse, because we don't even know what's going to happen. We know it's bad. I've had to change my route to and from work every day and adjust my time to get to work and get home from work every day. So that impacts my quality of life, as I'm sure that it impacts other people's too. But I also want to address something that you may not know about. It's called the Smart City Agenda, or the 15-minute city. And if you think that's a crazy conspiracy theory, it's not. Because right here, Sprint announced in 2019 that Greenville, South Carolina would be the world's first smart city with Curiosity-powered 5G. And we know that that is moving outwards from the city. And the multi-family type property development that y'all are suggesting with walkability, bikeability, and all of that is exactly what is a smart city. And a smart city is, for folks who don't know, first of all, it stands for Surveillance, Monitoring, Analysis, Reporting Technology. And this is what they do in a socialist country, a communist country, where they have everyone on a social credit score system, and you cannot go outside of your jurisdiction. So this is the beginning. This is the totalitarian tiptoe, and I do not comply. I do not comply. Thank you.
I wasn't planning on speaking. Steve Parker, 50 Moss Hollow Way, Simpsonville, which is in the Marydale Village. We moved there 2 years ago. We liked it. Harrison Bridge was an old country road, I've been told. We did a lot of study. We did a lot of looking. And 17 years ago, that development might have been good. Might have been good for the city. But Marydale Village is 139 units. Each unit's got two cars. So it's 270 cars. You're putting in another 300 and some odd unit or 400 units, that's another 700-800 cars. There's already 20,000 cars that go down Harrison Ridge every day. Where the accident occurred today down by Food Lion, that's a two-lane road. Fairview is a two-lane road. Where we are is a one-lane road. And there is no way you can enlarge that road on either side to make it a two-lane road going both ways. You got the housing for the elderly, you got the new Goddard School going in, you've got already the developments there. Where we are at Marydale Village and where you're proposing this new unit, the road can't handle it. Even if you put a traffic light at Marydale, which has been promised, it's just going to back traffic up to the Target parking lot. And if you're familiar with that corner where Public is and Target is and the gas station is, their entrances and their exits to their shopping centers are too close to the intersection. You can't get in and out. You're definitely taking your life in your hands. You know, when I come out of Marydale, if I want to get down Fairview, I take a right, head up toward the dump yard, and come back through the farm country, because I can't go through that intersection. It's too crowded. You're just adding more traffic. You're adding more chances of somebody getting hurt. And I don't see how it's going to stop, because you want to develop that area. But you can't develop it anymore until you get some roads in there that can hold the traffic, entrance and exits to the buildings you want to put up. We don't need a commercial building there. You got enough commercial buildings in Fairview that can, they're empty ones there. Matter of fact, there's Charlie's Steakhouse that just came down and they're putting a building up in there now. but you got plenty of room in that. You know, that's almost like a woodruff. You know, there's just too many cars on Harrison Ridge and Fairview, and that in say a half mile, a mile radius of that intersection. You take your life in your hands. And before any kind of development should be approved or looked forward to, the traffic conditions have got to be taken care of. There's no traffic lights from the Target Shopping Center to Merrydale Village at night. There's no lights on there. Road is pitch black. But that's what we got. And you want to put more developments in there. You want to put more houses in there. I think you're nuts. But I know you want the tax base. So that's all I got to say. Sorry.
Anyone else? I'm going to close the floor. I'm sorry. Thank you.
Hello, gentlemen. My name is Mary Parker. I live at 50 Moss Hollow Way with this gentleman in Merrydale. Many years ago, we built a home in Connecticut, tiny little town, and our house was built in an apple orchard, what was once an apple orchard. And it was a horseshoe, so two ways, in and out. Across the street from us was a elementary school and a middle school. And our children walked to school, and we could walk down the street and go to church. And then Church Street and Patriot Lane and Halloran Road, that was the intersection, became very busy. And so the residents were pleading, as many people have pleaded here tonight, to address a traffic issue. Well, my children were in high school, and on this particular evening, we had a group of high school kids at our house. And traffic was just nuts in this intersection because nobody, and very much like on Harrison Road, traffic is whizzing by you in both directions, and you sit there. Man, I thought traffic in New England was nuts. This was quite an awakening for me. And you sit there and you wait and you wait and you wait. Okay, so this is what was happening on our little street in our little town. And on that particular evening, my kids said goodbye to some friends, and the kids drove to the end of the street, and they were getting ready to take a turn. Lighting was poor, and there were no stop signs. And within 3 days, my children and my friend buried their son. And I mean, when you see that happen in real life to an innocent group of kids who just wanted to get out on the street in a safe way, it's something you don't forget. And I would challenge all of you to not put a mom and a dad in that position, that before you consider more housing, you might consider the safety of your residents, the school going down the street. So consider it, because life happens, and seeing police cars and fire trucks on Fairview and Harrison Road is the norm now. So I would ask you, from a mother, grandmother, great-grandmother heart, to consider the safety of your citizens before you consider putting more at risk.
Anyone else? Okay. Close the floor to public comments. I'll ask if there's any closing remarks from our applicants.
I just wanted to say that we understand traffic. I go to a lot of public hearings, a lot of planning commission meetings, city council meetings. Traffic is the number one topic that always comes up. But I can say this. The safest intersection that you can come to and make a right or left or go straight is a signalized intersection. I can't control the volume of traffic and growth down Harrison Bridge Road. All I can control is working with DOT, and I do know that private development is how roads get improved. Roads around the state of South Carolina don't magically get improved by SCDOT. Roads get improved by private developers developing sites, DOT requiring those private developers to make necessary road improvements to fix existing issues. It's not going to fix every issue, but a lighted intersection on Harrison Bridge Road is the safest intersection that you could possibly have in and out of a development. And I'll end with this. A project of this nature is not a project that you snap your fingers and happens overnight. This is a process. There's a design process. There's a permitting process. There's a construction process. And then there's a build-out process. That process for a development like this is 6 years, maybe 8 years. So it's not something that you slam the gavel down and approve it or deny it or whatever, and that tomorrow you go out and you see people grading the land and homes being built in a month or two. This is a long process. It's a long permitting process, and we understand the challenges, but I think that the team that we have, we're willing to tackle those challenges, and we understand the concerns. And just appreciate y'all's time. If y'all have any questions, I'll be glad to answer anything that the commission has.
Yes. Any commissioners, any questions?
Sure, I do. Chairman.
Gillespie.
You're going to earn your money tonight, Mr. Harrison.
Yes, sir.
First, I'll apologize. I have a question that I wrote down during your presentation, so this was not the result of any comments that were made.
I'm listening. Probably. I'm going to grab my paperwork. I'm listening.
You may not need it. And I wouldn't be asking you about this, but it was referenced a couple of times. And so sometimes when we first get started, we're looking at a lot of material up here, even though we've previewed it. And I'm afraid I was doing that when you first got started. But Mr. Harley mentioned a previous design that they had, and then a couple times during your presentation you mentioned a design that was pre-approved or approved. Now, I'm not real concerned with Greenville County. We do our own thing down here, and we make our recommendation to council. That's all we can do. But I just wanted to see if you would clarify for me what you were referring to during that, if you wish to.
So,
and again, I think you probably already stated it, and I just missed it. So yes, just catch me back up, please.
So I think what you're asking, and hopefully I answer this correctly, is there is an existing development plan approved on the property. It was zoned as a PD. I think that zoning became final in 2008. It might have been started in 2007, but the official document that I received in 2008, the development was approved. So in a PD, special review district, it's a lot more stringent than a typical conventional zoning district. When that PD was approved, a specific preliminary development plan and a statement of intent was approved along with that property. That property to this day still carries that zoning classification. Mm-hmm. The plan was for 239 lots and 18,500 square feet of commercial space. I had a slide that shows that plan. This is the actual plan that was approved. I want to clarify that myself nor anyone on our development team for this application was a part of this approval, nor have we been a part of any previous applications that have been submitted on this site. This is our original submittal, and but there is a plan. It's currently approved on the site, developed within Greenville County.
Okay, thank you. That was in our packet. I just wanted to make sure we were referring to the same one because I heard a few different dates. Your presentation was very thorough. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, can I ask a follow-up
Commissioner Herschel.
Question to that? So with that existing plan, hypothetically, if we were to deny the current request, you could just go back and build as the current plan stands today. Is that correct?
I'll say yes with a special caveat to that. If it's us, anyone else, they would have to get approval from DOT to construct the driveways as shown on this current plan. If you could comply within those parameters, you could move forward with this development. That's not just me saying that. You can ask John. I mean, he can maybe allude to that as well, but you could move forward assuming you could get DOT to sign off on the current roadway connections back to Harrison Bridge Road.
Thank you, and I'll just make a comment. The reason why I asked that question is I'm very sympathetic, and first of all, thank you to everyone who spoke this evening. Very sympathetic to the traffic concerns. It's one of the reasons why I joined this board. I don't like driving in that area myself, but I brought that question up to highlight the point that there is an existing plan, and even if we deny this current plan, they could go ahead and build the existing plan. And if you look at it, there are two entrances. That's why it was approved. It's got the two entrances and exits, but they're literally parallel to one another. If you look on the map, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense. And if they build it that way, it will not line up with that roadway coming out of Maryvale Village. Is that the name of it? It will not line up with the traffic light, and it will not make any sense. It would be worse if it were designed that way. So I don't know what the best answer is, but if my point is in saying this is that there's an existing plan they could go ahead with DOT approval, and it would not line up with the traffic light, and it would actually be traffic, in my opinion, in that case would be even worse. I do have a couple other questions, if I may.
Yes.
I read the traffic study, and it did not recommend a right-hand turn lane into the development based on the, you know, whatever metrics that they were looking at. As I mentioned, one of the reasons I wanted to join this board was because of my concerns about traffic in the area. Why not just go, if we approve this, why not just go ahead and put that right-hand turn lane in to avoid future issues with traffic, even though with the projections on the current traffic study, it says it would be okay. We all know that traffic is going to continue to get worse. Why not just take that proactive measure and put that right turn lane in?
We could obviously entertain that, but there's probably concerns about existing right-of-way along Harrison Bridge Road. I mean, there's may not be enough right of way to put the left turn lane in. You would basically be adding a whole nother lane for a right turn lane. I'm not sure we could work within the existing parameters of the existing right of way of Harrison Bridge Road. But that's something we could obviously look into.
Right, but that right turn lane would be on your proposed property, so that would just be a...
It would be, but it would still taper. It would still taper back a good ways.
I see what you're saying. Yeah.
And then it could project back toward... You're projecting back toward the cottages at Harrison Bridge, and I'm not positively sure that right of ways is wide enough through there.
Gotcha.
But that's something we could definitely explore with our... traffic engineer.
Thank you. And then one other question, and I don't know who's the best to answer this, Mr. Derby. The stub outs that were built, that are in the design, I know that's something that Simpsonville recently put into the guidelines and so forth, which I appreciate. But it was also brought up that, you know, there's no no guarantee that they'll ever connect anywhere. And there was an example made where in other developments they were built over. So my question is, who owns the adjacent properties and what's the intended use of them where those stub outs would potentially connect?
I'm probably not the best person to answer that, but I do have a little information.
Okay.
The property to the north, you can basically see it on this plan. It's my understanding, and maybe someone else here that has more knowledge about this, and maybe John does. At the same time, they had a plan drawn up on their property to the north of this property, which is basically the undeveloped parcel directly behind Publix.
Okay.
There are plans out there showing potential development options on that land, but I don't have enough information. I don't know if they're approved. I don't know. But that property was on PD2, right, John?
No, that's correct. It's so, an ID with the city right now.
Do you know if that was approved? That PD was approved?
Yeah.
So they had a PD approved on their property at the same time. You can see it in the just to the north of our site.
So, Mr. Derby, what would that allow to be developed on that property?
The kind of faded out portion, I'm going to take over the screen. You're talking about this, Mr. Harrison?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. That's residential right now, single family, I think. That, again, correct, is approved as a PD. It does have the connections in there. During that property was to be annexed, we would require those connectivity there. If it stays in the county, we would try to work with Greenville County during their development process, but there's no guarantee they would be able to connect there during their recommendations.
Okay, thank you.
Other questions?
Mr. Chairman, if I could.
Commissioner Whittle.
You talked about the installation of a signal. When would that happen?
It's my understanding that the signal was approved as a part of Marydale Village and that the signal has already been coordinated with DOT. And it's my understanding as a part of the Marydale Village development that that signal is a part of their encroachment permit through the state. So we would coordinate with them. As far as timing, I don't know, maybe John, you got more information
on
that?
I can speak more on that. The Marydale, the correct term is the Cottage Green. That's the development that's right next to Marydale. That is a two-phase development. The first phase is the multifamily, which you're seeing being graded currently. They went through SCDOT for encroachment permit. They did a traffic impact study. What DOT and the traffic impact study came back was said that the amount of homes going in there that are multifamily did not require any improvements at the Marydale Farm entrance or at Harrison Bridge in Fairview. What did say part of the study was that phase two, the commercial portion, is what's triggering those improvements. We've been told in the past that a lot of these developments that have a second phase requirement that triggers the improvements, what I've been told is that they are not allowed to do those improvements until it gets triggered by that development. Cottage Harrison Bridge did reach out to DOT and did ask them, could they install this as phase one? Through communication with them, and I spoke with them today, that has been applied for through them, and they are working through that now as phase one. It's not required during phase one, but they are doing it during phase one. So the current grading is going out there. Again, that is all part of phase one. Phase one could be 2 years. There's nothing that I'm aware of that says before the first shovel goes in the ground, the development must be done, the improvements. Nothing of that was agreed upon that I'm aware of. It's just during that phase, at some point, those improvements had to be done. And that's what we have recorded on their plat. If I was to leave 5-10 years from now, somebody does
improve the commercial. It's recorded on a document in Greenville County that phase two in the commercial will trigger those.
Okay, if I can continue on then.
Sorry, hold on.
The property site is dissected by two, and I'll call them public right-of-ways. What are they and who controls them?
What was that question on that?
And the piece of property has two, what I will call dedicated right-of-ways.
Yes, sir.
That crisscross each other. Who owns those and what are they?
It's an easement that encumbers the property. We would still own the underlying property, but it's an easement, and it's one is a gas easement and the other is a overhead electric easement.
Can either of those easements be negotiated as an ingress and egress roadway?
I mean, I'm not an attorney, but I'm not sure that you can take an existing
utility easement,
electrical easement or gas easement, and I'm not sure that gives you the right to use it as an access easement, but I don't know. I don't know the exact answer to that.
Fair enough. Thank you.
No. We've closed the floor for public comments.
I just have one simple.
I understand.
We've got an improved building area there with a couple of modifications. What are we doing here? You can start that tomorrow if you got DOT to work on it.
Right, any other comments here?
Mr. Derby, can I ask a follow-up question about the application for the signalization at that intersection? You said there's an application, and that's to SCDOT? To do it earlier than planned?
Correct, yes.
So it's in SCDOT's hands as to whether or not the developer who wants to do it sooner will actually be able to do it sooner?
Correct. No, they've already stated they'll allow them to do that earlier than expected.
Okay.
So I have a follow-on.
Commissioner Dool.
Mr. Derby. You highlighted that Cottage Green Phase 1 is responsible for the traffic light. But their phase one is a two-year period. So does that leave it open for them to have a two-year period to install the light?
That's correct.
Okay.
Any further questions?
Yes, I do. So the traffic study, which we see parts of, this was vetted through SCDOT, and then that was the resulting was the improvements that you have highlighted, correct?
That's correct.
And Mr. Derby, is there, and I don't know this, is there a long-term SCDOT plan as we have our comprehensive plans, our future plans, et cetera? Does SCDOT have something like that available? I've never been aware of it.
I think they do, but it does get pushed back further and further for improvements. A lot of that development, they get in, they kind of accumulate all the projects, they do a forecast of what the future development will hold, how much right-of-way they have through there, and kind of make their decisions based on the ability to expand and add improvements. So they do have I'm not sure about the timeline, but they do have a forecast for that.
Thank you. No further questions, Chairman.
Could I ask
another
question? Sir, would you mind pulling up the slide that showed the lanes of traffic? Thank you. So I just wanted, again, I read the traffic study, and I wanted to point out for the public what's actually happening here. So if you look at the right-hand signal there, that's Fairview and Harrison Bridge Road. And if you look at the left turn lanes onto Fairview Road, they actually are adding, not as part of this project, but as part of the one that's already approved, that we were talking about the signal addition, they're adding a second left turn lane there. So you see the two left turn lane arrows pointing in the upward direction. So they are adding a second turn lane there. I don't know the timeline. I'm just pointing you out that it's being done. It's part of the one that they approved as part of this cottage green. And then as part of this project, you'll see the red arrow turning right. That's where the CVS is, that CVS parking lot. So it'll be a separate right turn lane as part of this project. I just want to make sure everybody understands what you're seeing there.
Any further?
That's a right turn lane onto Harrison Bridge Road from Fairview.
We cannot converse.
Are they approaching upon the CPS?
This is not a point of order.
All right. Yeah, we've concluded the public comment section, but we would like to get now a staff recommendation.
I'm going to address some of the comments that came up that maybe Mr. Harrison can explain to. The emergency access that you are proposing on that, the main entrance boulevard, that stuff has been, that design, sorry, has gone through our fire department for review, and that is acceptable to meet the level of service. Heaven forbid an accident occurs at the entrances development, to guarantee access to the people in the development, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And I think you made a good point, Mr. Hirschhorn, about the current development having two separate entrances. This is the most appropriate, having it lined up, and that's what DOT most likely would want. But there are some legal issues with a project that's already been approved with the county. So thank you. That's that part. Those are regulated by our fire department. They monitor those. They monitor the fire hydrants, make sure they're accessible. Fire lanes blocked. Our fire department's outstanding, but keeping that monitored so staff does not have concern as far as the access point. The current proposal is two entrances. This is a much larger entrance, so that's one of the reasons we definitely like this project better. I think the comment came in about lighting, about the commercial. All this will have to come back before Planning Commission, if approved, to make sure what their site plan details, make sure it matches what gets approved, if approved tonight. So all those will fall into our regulations for site design. I think one person mentioned about the apartment complex. The project did come as an annexation in 2023. But withdrawn. It was a totally different applicant at that time. There's a lot of concern that multifamily was not wanted in that location, and staff did agree with that. We do not like donut holes, but at the same time, multifamily is not the most appropriate use there. So what they are proposing, single family, does match what is on our comprehensive plan. This plan has been approved in 2020. It outlines this area as commercial along the front with residential in the back. That was sort of approved, and again, I want to reiterate to the commission, your job is to make sure that this project does match what was approved as the comp plan. Traffic is a huge concern. We're not going to sit here and say there's not a traffic problem in the city or in the upstate. We talk with SEDOT regularly about the issues that we have. I can say with certainty the majority of the traffic you see on Harrison Bridge Road and Fairview Road are people that are passing through this area. They are not the residents that you see in the city.
Point of order.
Okay. I travel this road every day, twice a day, Harrison Bridge Road. It is traveled heavily. I'm not going to lie about that. With comments we get back from SEDOT, concerns we get from the cities, from the citizens about the issues that are brought to us. DOT is the owner of that road. They regulate the design. They require development to design it to their arms manual. Even what we want as traffic lights, turn lanes, DOT is the owner of that road, and they see fit for what goes there.
Point of order.
Okay. Thank you.
From a staff perspective, again, we do feel the concern with the traffic, but the mitigation that we put in through the development, we feel would be acceptable for that development entering and exiting on Harrison Bridge Road. So staff does recommend an approval of AXC 2025-02, and this will have to go to council next week at the Committee of the Whole.
Any questions for staff?
Yeah. John, one quick question.
Commissioner Whittle.
We're being asked to approve an annexation and approve a zoning change, correct?
That's correct.
We're not approving a site plan.
What you are approving, since this is going as a innovative development, the requirement is them to provide a concept plan, what you see on that screen. That is just an illustration of what their intent is for that development. They will have to come back after they go through Greenville County Stormwater submittal and submit to the city site design plans. It'll come back for Planning Commission to make sure it meets what is approved, if it's approved tonight. So you're just approving the zoning and the concept.
Any other questions? I got one, Mr. Derby. There was a question about the fact that there's only one entrance and exit for 200 and some odd home sites. Was there concerns that is that consistent with other properties, projects?
I'm sorry, one more time.
Yeah, the fact there's only the one entrance and exit for 200 odd home sites, is that consistent with other subdivisions?
It depends on the site. We do not have that in our land development regulations currently, as far as amount of egress and ingress into a development. Again, our fire department does fire districts, so they do the city of Simpsonville and the unincorporated areas of the city of Simpsonville. So they, a lot of times, will require the multiple accesses in addition to what we require. But there's nothing that we have in our zoning or LDR that requires X amount of entrances, depending on the amount of homes. So the fire department will raise that concern. They look at the potential for accidents and how they're going to get in there, and that's what happened here is with the two emergency accesses on either side of the commercial.
So that would still come down. The fire department would still be approving that later on or assessing that?
When it comes back for master site plan, it goes through Public Works, zoning, and Simpsonville Fire Department.
Okay. Any other questions? Okay. At this time, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'll make the motion. I move that the Planning Commission recommend approval of the requested annexation set forth in Ordinance AXC 2025-02.
And from Commissioner Gillespie, do we have a second?
Second.
Got a second from Commissioner Duhl. Any further discussion?
Yes, I'd like to identify... I'm going to just make a comment just based on what Mr. Derby just identified with the phases with multiple. I'd like to identify with Cottage Green Phase 1 within the next 2 years and with the completion of Phase 1 of 119 single-family homes and 91 townhomes to be completed in 2027 is an aggressive timeline based on the approval processes. That's just a statement I wanted to make, please.
In the comments. I would just like to say I appreciate all citizens being here to voice their concerns about this. We do hear about traffic a lot, obviously, and as residents of this community, and my wife shops at Target all the time and voices all the same exact concerns that were raised here tonight. So we appreciate you guys raising those concerns, and this is all part of the process of making sure that we continue to develop this community in the best way possible. And so it's always a push and pull between development and making sure as we grow, we're growing in a sustainable way and also growing at the same time. And so I appreciate everybody's input in that process. Thank you. Okay, so we have a motion followed by a second and discussion. All in favor of approving AXZ 2025-02, proposed annexation of properties at 429 and 537 Harrison Bridge Road, say aye.
Aye.
Any nays?
Nay.
Commissioner Hirschhorn with nay. And it is approved.
What was Mr. Whittle's vote?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And the motion carries. All right, I have one more.
Sir, we still have another.
Yeah, we have someone.
Thank you. Well, we just haven't adjourned. I mean, you're welcome to stay for the remainder. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I think we should just take...
All right, we have one final piece of business here tonight, and it is SP 2025-03. Proposed building design review.
It's not adjourned.
Proposed building design review at 718 Fairview Road. I will ask for staff to present an overview.
The very end.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We have a Prisma Urgent Care located at 718 Fairview Road in front of the Hobby Lobby. The building is visible on three sides and cannot meet the fenestration due to the use of it being a medical office and also the location. So we have concept plans before you of elevations where we show the windows. They do have spandrel glass in the darkened areas on the bottom with regular see-through glass on the top, as well as the side elevation. The south shows evergreen trees there to clear those blankless walls. We do have a representative here, Mr. Grady, who is a project manager for the developer. And so he can address any questions or comments you might have. Mr. Derby, can we show a street view? So this is the location right in front of Hobby Lobby, empty parcel there, Fairview Road, Martin Farm area.
Before you speak real quick, I just want to ask for disclosure of any ex parte communication or conflict of interest for any of the commissioners. Okay. Now, please state your name and an address.
Jacob Grady. I'm with South Tree Commercial Development. We are at 201 Prospect Park in Peachtree City, Georgia. I'll just say this is a client that we've worked with. We actually just finished another one of these facilities up off State Park Road in Cherrydale. So they're a repeat client for us. We've done several throughout Georgia with them, and then they have partnered with Prisma and moved up here. But for this development, pre-planned out parcel of the Martin Farms development, excuse me. And the big thing that we ran into here is there's the ordinance states transparent glass. That has a privacy concern with the use being exam rooms. They need to make sure it's a blacked out window for patient privacy. And then on that south elevation where we are showing the evergreen trees, there's an x-ray room located on the plan right side of the page. So facing Fairview Road on the south side. That is an x-ray room, so we can't have any windows in there. And then the front side is where our electrical service is. So the front of our building actually faces Hobby Lobby, but we've had to dress up the other three sides to get as close to the ordinance as we could get. So happy to take any questions.
Okay. Are there anybody from the public here who would like to make a comment?
My name is Rod Folk, 18 Cloverfield Drive. The agenda says it's located at 718 Fairview, and it's actually at 728. Just wanted to point that out in case it made any difference. 718 is actually in front of the IHOP. Makes a huge difference when you're looking at something like that. And kind of a question for him is, or for you, is how much land is left at that lot once this is developed? Is there space for other things to be developed around it? I don't have any problem with it being there. Just curious, now that I know where it is, it's actually kind of convenient if I ever need it. So what else is left on that piece of land that could be developed?
Thank you. We can have staff address it or the applicant. comments?
Parcel. This is the last parcel that could be developed.
Okay. This is the last parcel. Anybody else in the public wish to speak?
So that's going to be a pretty big thing. That's a lot of space. That's all.
I can address it absolutely. Okay. We'll just close the floor to public comments. Okay. Now any kind of closing statement you want to make?
Regarding the future development, so there's actually the same plantation pipeline that runs through basically to the south side of that building, so there's not really room to develop any more there. We are underutilizing the site, but it's not laid out to where any expansions or anything can be done, so this is the final development that we're proposing.
Thank you. All right, any questions from the commission?
Yeah, do you have a time schedule?
Yes, sir. So we have received our LDP through Greenville County. We have gotten sign off on everything there. This is the last item that we need for our building permit, I believe. So once we get that, our plan is to move forward, and they'd like to be open by the end of the year. So we're pushing towards that. Just need to get through this last step.
Good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Okay. Staff recommendation?
The staff asked that the Planning Commission approve the alternate fenestration technique presented in this architectural review for the Prisma Urgent Care, SP 2025-03.
Okay. Any follow-up questions for staff? Okay, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move to approve SP 2025-03.
Commissioner Hirschhorn makes the motion. Any second?
I'll second that motion, Mr. Chairman.
Commissioner Whittle with a second. Any further discussion? Favor of approving SP 2025-03, proposed building design review at 718 Fairview Road. 728?
The correct address is 718 per GIS.
718.
Okay. All right. One more time here. All those in favor of approving SP 2025-03, proposed building design review at 718 Fairview Road, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any nays? And it is approved unanimously. And finally, I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll make the motion.
Commissioner Gillespie? Any second?
Second.
Second from Commissioner Hirschhorn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? And we are adjourned. Thank you, everyone.